the talented Cat Howe will be joining us in a brief second. She is preparing her stories for all of us. Very excited to hear what's going on in the world of pop culture and what's going on in the sports world. She always gives us good stuff, kind of lightens the day when we're talking about all of the political crazy stuff that's going on. And, of course, today will be no different. So, be exciting to hear what's going on. Now, don't forget, you guys, you could follow us on Twitter, which is at, now you got to do that on the Twitter. You got to go at Rob Zuccheri Show. You can follow us. I've lost like 3 followers in the last 2 days, guys. I don't know why. I think some of the people don't like when I tweet so much. Because sometimes I don't tweet funny stuff, per se. Sometimes I just tweet stories. And I think they get sick of it being on their timeline.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of times, if you're not telling anything interesting that appeals to certain people, to unfollow you. Hey, at least it's better than being blocked. I always see people posting, so-and-so blocked me, this famous person blocked me. No, nobody has blocked me.
So how are you?
I'm annoyed by him.
Really?
Yeah. I literally was like, I should just leave you at the vet today and just force you to stay there.
Well,
because he was that annoying.
Really?
Yes. It looks like I have elf ears because of this.
How was your sleep?
I had both dogs on me. General here, and Boss at my feet, and then like I couldn't move, so I was like stuck.
But was that all night?
Yes.
General slept through the night, didn't he?
Snoring in my ear, and then turning around and farting in my face. So I got just all kinds of. Now I get this, where I think he should be out there.
But he'd probably cry and whine if I do that. But give me it. Give me the news. Give me it. I want good stuff.
Erin Andrews has been awarded $55 million in her Peeping Tom case. The Vanderbilt Marriott Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, and Michael Barrett, the Peeping Tom himself, are splitting the millions. The hotel is at 49% fault, set to pay $26.75 million, and Barrett is 51% fault, paying $28.5 million.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell. I got to imagine the Marriott, they could have $55 million floating around.
Oh, of course.
The guy doesn't have $55 million.
They have till the end of the month to appeal. So if anybody wants to appeal, they can appeal, which I'm sure this Barrett guy will try probably appeal because he doesn't have $5 million or doesn't have, you know, $26 million just chilling.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that – does Marriott have $55 million in cash? I don't think so.
They don't have to pay $55 million. They're paying $26.75 million.
Do they have 26 million?
Well, they'll probably settle it where it's every month you pay me $100,000. They at least bring in $100,000.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna.
Well, then they need to appeal it so they can do something about that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
All right, so the new season, the full cast of the new season of Dancing with the Stars has been announced.
Okay.
We have Marla Maples, Misha Barton, she's from the OC.
Okay.
Antonio Brown from the Steelers. And by the way, this is the most football players I've seen. Usually they kind of have, they have different athletes, but this is like the most football-esque they have. They have three.
Okay.
They have Antonio Brown, Doug Flutie, and Von Miller.
Von Miller. Okay.
And to me, I always thought, you know, wouldn't it be easier to have a retired athlete? Because Von Miller is young. He is the MVP, and you always see someone getting injured, rolling their ankle.
Yeah.
Messing up their knee, hurting their back. So it's, you know, Antonio Brown is still very active. Von Miller is way very active. So, and also they have Wanya Morris from Boys to Men.
I never listened
to the end of the road till I can't.
You know, I definitely know the Boys to Men. I just don't know the kid.
That's him. Paige Van Zandt, the little UFC fighter, the really cute blonde one.
Oh, okay.
The young one. She's doing it. Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo!
Kim Fields, of course, which I announced a couple weeks ago. Ginger Z, who is the weather girl on Good Morning America. Jodie Sweetin, who plays Stephanie on Full House / Fuller House.
That's your favorite show.
And Niall DeMarco, who's the winner of America's Next Top Model. My money is on Jodie Sweetin.
You like Jodie Sweetin?
Well, because they did an episode where they were dancing and they were doing like different, like they were doing like tangos and stuff, and they're at a club and one of the guys that was dancing with DJ Tanner was like, "Where'd you learn? Are you dancing?" She goes, "I watched Dancing with the Stars." Now, Candace Cameron Burr, she was on Dancing with the Stars a couple seasons ago, so it's just like a funny. So yes, that is the cast. I like to see Von Miller. Von Miller seems like he seems like when Terry Crews did it, very like,
yeah.
Or Jerry Rice. Emmitt Smith was really good. Didn't Emmitt Smith win it?
I don't know.
Or he got close to one of the athletes I thought won it. But Von Miller and Jodie Sweetin, I'm rooting for you. That's who I'm going for.
How are you doing on your show? Are you almost done with Fuller House?
I think so. I don't know. They just keep going. I'm on episode 10. They just
are
keep
you really
going.
That far?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the span of 5 days, I'm on episode 10.
That's a lot of episodes of Fuller House. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Not to get off the
topic. Yes.
You're up to 10 episodes.
Yeah.
How many appearances in those 10 episodes has John Stamos made?
I just saw him in this one. He was just in it. The last one I watched last night before I went to bed, he was in it.
So he's been in the first episode and the 10th episode.
Second episode and the 9th episode.
Second episode. He's only been in three episodes.
Yeah.
What about and Bob Saget?
Was in one of the other, like, episode 8.
That's it. So the first episode and then the 8th episode. What about David Guyer?
In 2. He was in the 7th episode.
So they're really not in it that much.
I told you it's not about them. It's a rebirth
thing. I know,
thing.
But I figured
everyone is either in Vegas because I have white on my eyes because it's concealer, so I don't
I
look
can't
like
tell.
I have. Oh, but you can definitely see it on the camera.
So you look like Trump a little. It's all right. How he does the tanning bed and he has the eyes.
Well, I do the tanning bed, but I just, you know what? Me, I am the girl. I am the inner the inner child of Donald Trump.
All right, so go ahead.
So, yeah, so, yeah.
So they're not, and I wonder if they'll get the Olsons to just one appearance.
Well, I've been seeing where the Olsons are kind of like saying, stop harassing us about doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, they're having their people going, stop it. Just stop it.
Just stop it. Yeah. Enough. They're funny in the sense that, you know, they're actually very recluse. Like after the Full House, and I don't even necessarily know during Full House per se, but after Full House, they never really made the media rounds. Like, you would never see them out there talking, and they had their clothing line, but they wouldn't even really promote the clothing line. Like, you didn't see them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as a kid, because they're around my age, I think they're only like a year or two older than me, maybe 30-ish, but I, on all the kids stations I've watched, from Nickelodeon to Disney to any Teen Nick to any of that stuff, they would always be on there promoting because they catered to kids. Because they had a detective show where they played these like twin detectives. So they had to do it. So yeah, I get it. You're like, I never seen them. I always saw them. I grew up watching them. I always saw them doing press stuff, but it wasn't what you all like think.
Okay, let me reframe what I say. After their run, when they decided, okay, we're done with acting, we're over it, we're finished. Once they made that move, mm-hmm. you never saw them really out in the public talking world. Like, you don't, you never seen them just pop up on Jimmy Fallon and do let's play the sausage eating contest game. Like they always kind of stayed away. Again, not when they're acting world, but once they got finished acting and they're like, oh, you know what? We're gonna make clothing, or we're gonna have a jewelry line. We're gonna do something that doesn't require us to be teen detectives. They kind of just.
Hey, you know, things just happen where it's, you know, whether it's them going, we hate doing that stuff. We don't need to do that stuff because we are part of the New York elite. We don't need to be a part of these low-life Jimmy Kimmels and Jimmy Fallons. Like, that's probably what they think. If I was them, I would do that. I'd be like, I'm too good for you guys.
Got it.
Okay. Everyone knows who I am.
Got
I don't need them to help me be who I am, all right?
Got it.
All right, anyways, lighter note. But sad note, Brian Johnson of AC/DC has been told that if he continues touring, he will lose his hearing. So now he has to cancel immediately. So they have postponed their tour for 10 days between March 8th and April 4th. Starting today. And they're going to reschedule, possibly with a guest vocalist.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder if it's more than the hearing thing.
I think because he's like a million years old. He's probably already losing his hearing. And the fact that he has to wear these earbuds already mess with his hearing aid. So the doctor's like, hey, if you have those with your hearing aid, your ear's going to go... Your eardrum's gonna pop. That's what I think.
I don't know. It was just I actually.
It's sad because
I actually
shows you that rock and roll is dying on us, guys.
I actually heard that story last night, or I saw it online, and I was like, man, that's weird.
And to think he's been with them since 1980. Bon Scott passed away 78, 79. Oh, yeah, so 36 years?
Yeah.
A long time.
Well, I think he's close to, Angus Young. I think he's close to 70, believe it or not. I think he's like 68, 69 years old. I mean, they're all pretty old.
Yeah.
Wasn't Malcolm in his late 60s?
Yeah. Phil Rudd, the one that was arrested, is like 68.
Yeah. Yep.
So kind of just,
I think they're all that same age.
All right, so Cat Williams had an interesting night last night.
Who?
Cat Williams.
Oh.
He was out in Philly, and he went on stage and started hooting, hollering, and bing, 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 where he all of a sudden jumped out of the crowd and then punched a random guy, who then his entourage jumped him. That's not cool.
Yeah, I think Cat Williams is
a Looney Tune.
Well, I think he's doing a lot of drugs, and a lot of drugs that mess with your brain. Not, and it's not like marijuana drugs, like.
It's like cocaine.
Yeah, like coke and stuff. And because this wasn't his first incident in the past 2 weeks. He got in trouble for punching a random person at, I think, a store. And then he was accused of holding like five girls captive by a gun. Like accused of that. Like in this past 2 weeks. He's gotten in trouble.
Wasn't he part of not part of what happened with Suge Knight, but hanging out with Suge Knight at the time that Suge Knight got all busted and everything?
Well, he wasn't not that time.
But he was
Listen. Not when Suge Knight ran the people over, but a few weeks prior, mm-hmm. him and Suge Knight were together and they stole a camera woman's equipment, mm-hmm. and he got arrested for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's definitely in that Martin Lawrence crazy era of behavior. And Martin Lawrence was jacked up on drugs. Martin Lawrence running in the street, half naked, screaming and yelling. The cops came and arrested him. Martin Lawrence went through a similar experience. It ain't weed. They get hooked on that, like crack and coke, and just get your mind going crazy.
Yeah.
And that's where Cat Williams is.
That's very sad. I hope his girlfriend kind of puts him together.
Who knows?
But they'll get their nails painted, so who knows? All right. So Crystal Harris, the wife of Hugh Hefner, has informed everyone that hiking gives you Lyme disease, because she has Lyme disease now.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, it's caused from deer mites in the wilderness.
Oh, God.
And she was diagnosed a few days ago. She's 29 years old. It's really sad, and it freaks me out, because I go, everyone has Lyme disease. So when we go hiking from now on, we're going to get, like, earplugs. So ear mites don't get inside our ears, because it attacks your brain.
They get in your ears?
Yeah, they're little mites. They're little ticks, and like they're, and it's in your brain.
I get it, but I didn't know the bugs crawl in your ear.
Through your mouth, or through your nose.
Really?
It gets into your system, and it makes me afraid of hiking.
I know. Now it's like, wow, you can't do anything. You can't do anything anymore.
You can't have Sweet and Low. You can't drink Tab. You can't go hiking. You can't go tanning.
Yeah, you can't tan.
You can't eat beef.
Pork,
fish.
Can't go swimming in the ocean. A shark will attack you.
Everyone is saying, you know, how we need to protect our environment. So you're saying that we need to not eat either? We got to eat in and out with all those antibiotics, because that is what the media shows us. The media shows us that hiking gives us Lyme disease.
Yep.
And that beef gives us mad cow disease. So, and that Taco Bell is the best for you, because people eat it every single day and lose weight. What's the world coming to, huh? I should write a book about this. All right, sports news.
Go ahead.
Tennis player Maria Sharapova has announced that she has failed a drug test, that she's been taking this exercise enhancement drug since 2006. So the past 10 years, she's been taking this drug, and just now is just when she gets on the no-no list.
Yeah.
And it's made her lose, like, every sponsor. Nike dropped her. Porsche dropped her. The watch company dropped her. Tag Heuer dropped her. Everyone. You've been taking it for 10 years, woman. And Michael Phelps gets caught smoking weed and Under Armour gives him a huge sponsorship.
Can't take them steroids. Can't it's a no-no. You could do drugs.
I need this drug. It's called Melatonin. Mm-hmm.
Where do you buy it?
Probably from a steroid doctor.
Steroid doctor!
They had those. I just don't. A clinic? Backyard clinic? I don't know.
Backyard. You have to call Peyton Manning's wife, Ashley.
Ashley Manning, give me the Melatonin.
She'll know where to get the stuff. All right.
Calvin Johnson has officially retired. The Lions are like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Whoa.
And he goes, fine, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Which is like...
That's big.
So sad. And because, you know, he was on a crappy team for 9 seasons and is like, let his talent go to waste on a crappy team. He won't be able to do the Hall of Fame most likely, or won't be able to be part of the Hall of Fame.
I think he'll
come out of retirement.
He was great.
He'll be a coach. He should be a coach.
He was great, but he wasn't great enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
It's such a shame that such a great wide receiver was on a team that couldn't get anywhere with the team, and he could have been on a team who deserves a wide receiver like him, but instead they have a wide receiver that's not as good. Like, he could have been on the Raiders. He could have been on the Chargers. Oh, he would have been awesome with Rivers. Awesome. All right, so Misha Tate has started her trash talking on Ronda Rousey, saying Rousey's too busy trying to have babies with her boyfriend Travis, which is kind of true, because Rousey was on Ellen DeGeneres and was like, when I looked up at my man, I was like, I gotta have your babies right now. And Misha Tate's like, yeah, so she wants babies. I don't think she's ready for UFC 200. Go, girl. But of course,
Holly Holm and her should have the rematch.
And Holly Holm?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah. See if Holly Holm can get it back.
Yeah. And, you know, of course they want Ronda Rousey because that's a money draw. That's a money draw. But I don't see Rousey. I just don't see her coming back.
She might be pregnant before. Yes. Next month, she might be like, I'm pregnant, guys. All right. So DeMarco Murray has been traded once again from the Eagles to the Tennessee Titans.
Not bad.
Now, Chip Kelly signed a 5-year deal on him last year when Chip Kelly was the coach. But since DeMarco Murray and the Eagles don't necessarily get along and Chip Kelly's gone and remember all that drama that happened last season? Yeah, so they're like, goodbye. Bye-bye.
Yep.
He got traded.
That's good for
Eagles?
No, but, it frees up the Eagles with money, but it's good for the Titans
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. That's what I was trying to, I couldn't remember his name, but yeah. Now he's got a running back, so.
Yep. All right, final story. The Warriors set a record with their 45th straight home game, beating the Bulls' record of 44.
Oh, wow.
And Steph Curry hit his 300th three-pointer. That's insane. He had 41 points. Couldn't beat his 51 points or get to his 51 points like he did. They played against the Orlando Magic, which the last time they played, he had the 51 points in. But they beat them 119-113. Very close. Very close. But they still got it. And that's it. That's all I got. For all you. What? My name is Katie. This is Bossy. This is Robbie. This is the Robbie the Carrie Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Aloha.